My chief objective in Shanghai was to find again the YMCA secretary with whom I had ridden the bus in Moscow. On inquiring at the hotel, I learned to my delight that the Y was still open. When I got to the building, though, my delight faded. Inside, I saw mostly old ladies playing board games. This centre was neither for the young, nor for men, nor did it seem very Christian. About all that was left of this YMCA was an association. Through my interpreter, I asked for my friend. To my surprise, no one had heard of him. "Would you mind checking?" I said. The receptionist disappeared for a while and came back with the news that no one was familiar with the name. "How can that be?" I insisted. "This man was your secretary here. Surely someone will recognize his name. Would you mind asking just once more?" This time the receptionist stayed away for a long while. When she came back, she was smiling. "I'm sorry," she said. And then she used a phrase I was to hear often in China when I was looking for a particular person. "Your friend is not here. He is out of town." And that was all I could discover. I was left to imagine why this Christian leader had simply vanished. Permanently out of town was my guess. How many Christians in China today were permanently out of town? Back in Moscow, the secretary had told me that there was a Bible shop still open in Shanghai. Sure enough, I found it. A small store on an out-of-the-way street, but open for business and well-stacked with all sizes of Bibles. Anyone in Shanghai could buy the books, books that had to be smuggled into so much of Eastern Europe. I was welcomed in English by the manager, who showed me around the store with pride. On the wall hung a print of Christ, surrounded by little children, blonde and blue-eyed, every one of them. I picked up a Bible from a table. To my surprise, I read in English that the book had been printed in Shanghai. "Printed here?" I said. "Not in Hong Kong?" The manager drew himself up proudly. "In China," he said, "we make everything ourselves." Only when I asked him how much business he did his face fall a little. I had been in the store an hour, and not a single other person had been in. "Not many customer," he said sadly. "How many Bibles did he sell in a month?" "Not many." "Not many Bibles." "Not many customers." The government allowed this funny little shop to sell its antiques because it represented no danger. No one cared. I thought back over my experiences trying to hand out Bibles in China. I had offered the first one to my interpreter in Canton. She handed it back. She had no time for reading. Thinking perhaps it was dangerous to be seen accepting a Bible, I had tried next leaving several behind me, accidentally, in hotel rooms as I checked out. I never succeeded.